Just had to go ahead and play that song for opening song. I couldn't record that song on doing live video Facebook because, again, as I told you earlier, I got a notice last week from Facebook claiming that I will be banned next time that I actually have a song within my sermons because, again, it doesn't fit their community standards. But as I said, I've been watching it since that warning that other people's posting so-called secular music, and how come I don't see no warning to them? You know, they don't own the copyrights to those music, but, you know, who knows? But, you know, that's in this day and age, and I think that's something we all can expect, and we're probably going to see more of this in the forthcoming days and years. You know, it's just, you know, I can't find the right words how to really describe it, but it's just people, they're just saying the heck with God. They don't want God anymore. They want to live like they live. And I forgot where in scriptures it says, you know, the men become lovers of themselves and blasphemers and, you know, partying and doing all these things. And you know, and this is not nothing new to me because, again, this is what the Word of God says. Amen. You know, I mean, God says these things are going to happen in the end days. You know, a lot of people used to talk about end times, but, you know, I think we are in the end days, and I mentioned last night in the men's group. I think, you know, our time frame, you know, if you was to see me, you know, I had my hand spread out about 2 feet, you know, we was in that time frame, but now I think we're less than a foot. You know, time's getting close to where I think God just had enough. And I think right now what's happening, and this is what led me to this message, that God is speaking, but not many people or listening, you know, and I hate to say it this way, but again, I'm mainly saying this to Christians and non-Christians. Folks, God is speaking, but hardly anybody's listening. So I'm sure many of you today have given thoughts or even asked questions in part to all of this COVID-19 stuff that's been going on. And the questions that may have popped into our minds is, and I just said it, is God speaking to us now? Is God speaking to us now? I want to say yes. Yes, he is speaking to us. But see, now, to answer that question, and the question should be, are we listening to him? That's kind of a deep, deep thought question. Is God speaking to us, but are we listening to him? And I've been giving this a lot of thought, you know, prior to the start of this message here. And I've been meditating, and I've been reading, searching scriptures, looking at other informations, speaking to my heart. You know, and I asked myself, are we listening to God? Are we? So then again, you know, we really need to think. How does God speak? And this has been the most asked questions that many Christians, and yes, even non-believing people have to ask. And if so, does God speak? And does he speak now? And does he even speak to us like he did in the early days of the Bible? So, you know, when you read throughout Old Testament and you read scriptures, you see different parts of the Bible that God spoke to certain people and people. But does he speak to us that way today? Now, those of us who really are truly born again knows that God, he conversed with Adam in the first garden. He told Noah to build an ark. He spoke to Moses in a burning bush. He promised Abraham a son. Paul himself even heard his voice on the way to Damascus. But does God still speak to us today? Does God speak to us today? And if so, how? When? Where? That's good questions for us to really dig deep into asking. If God is speaking to us, if so, how, when, and where? And often when people ask these questions, they are talking about some sort of an audible voice. Like I'm speaking to you right now through the microphone. You hear my voice. So when you hear my voice, you know that I am speaking, right? I hope I get a yes or okay or something from some of y'all, because if I'm speaking to you and you ain't hearing my voice, then something's wrong. Either you don't have no speakers, so you got a bad connection, or my microphone ain't working. But when God speaks, people are expecting to hear that audible voice. And I'm sure many of you can relate to this, and y'all probably ran across so many people, well, I don't hear God speaking to me no more. And usually when I hear that, you know, when I talk to someone, we say, look, I don't hear God speaking to me. So I usually ask them a couple of what I call core questions. I say, okay, you know, let's find out what's going on. And generally I start off with, well, are you reading and studying the Word of God? Sometimes the response is usually, well, not really, not lately. Well, how long it was that you gave your life to Christ? Oh, it's been about a year now, but okay, but you're not reading his word? Okay. Usually then I go to my second question. Hey, how often are you praying? Well, Jimbo, I'm really not praying. I'm not the praying type. I really hadn't spoken to him in a while. Oh, okay. All right, and I go to my third question. How often are you attending worship service in church? Well, I go on Easter and Christmas, Jim, but that's about it. You see where I'm going with this? When I start talking to people, when they're saying they're not hearing God speaking, I usually say, okay, well, I think I found out why. You're not making the effort to listen. You're not making the effort to have that personal relationship with Him. So how do you expect to hear God if you're not putting forth or putting effort into that relationship? If you don't have your relationship with God, if you're not making part of an effort to really be close to God, how are you going to ever hear God? How? And that's why a lot of them say, well, you know what? The other problem I got, Jim, is I don't hear an audible voice from Him. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. I hadn't heard one yet neither. But I do know the Holy Spirit speaks to me. I know through circumstances, through the Word of God, through songs, through sermons. Yeah, I would love to hear an audible voice like I'm speaking to you now. Oh, that would be cool. Wouldn't it? I think we heard God say, hey, Jim, look up to me. I think a lot of us would pass out, wouldn't we? Because I kind of pictured when me and my wife, we was on a trip one time. We went to see that Sight and Sounds, and it was doing that little thing called Noah. And I like how the character was doing when the guy, whoever was the voice of God, said, Noah. And the guy just stops and he starts looking around, you know, Noah. And he starts looking up, you know, like, whoa, where's all this coming from? I think if God really, you know, stepped in the middle of the night and said, Jim, or started talking to me, I'd probably pass out. It'd probably make me run like a little rabbit. Can God do that? Could He speak to us that way? Yeah, He could. He could. But okay, some people say, well, then why He doesn't? Why I can't hear God speaking to me in an audible voice? And many people I talk to ask me that question. Folks, look, I tell them I can't answer questions that the Bible does not make clear. I can't. I'm not that smart. And the way that God works is one of those questions. A lot of times we don't know how God fully operates. None of us do. People think they know how God works, but they are far clueless from what He really is. I do think hearing, and this is me, folks, I do think hearing God speak may mean many different things to different people. Wouldn't you agree? When we hear the way God speaks, He speaks to us in different ways, to different people. To some, it may suggest, I need answers for my life. Or I need answers to this particular crisis that I'm facing. And others may say, I asked God for this. I asked God for that. I pray to God for this. I wanted Him to do this for me. He never answers me. So therefore, when some people do that and say that, well, God didn't answer my prayer. You know what? I want nothing to do with Him. Folks, let me tell you something right now. God is not a bubblegum machine where you put in a quarter and you expect to get something right away. It don't work that way. It does not. And a lot of us here in this room tonight, many of you has probably been serving Christ longer than I have. I've only been in this for 17 years. In 17 years, my friends, I had my fair share of battles, ups and downs, trials, tribulations, pains, hurts, and sufferings. And I cried out to God many times during all that. I asked God, why this? Why the pain? Why the hardship? How come? I ask them to do this and do that and do this. And then a lot of those answers come right away? No. Did I get answers? Yes. But not the way I thought they would come. But we need to understand, my friends, and what I'm trying to tell you, we need to understand that God treats each of us as unique children. We're each unique. None of us are cookie-cutter Christians. And because of that, God doesn't speak the same way to all of us. And yes, people say things like, oh, God spoke to me. The Lord told me. Now, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, Lisa, the Lord told me you got to give me $1 million. You better kind of think about that one. And we heard people say, oh, thus saith the Lord. The Lord told me to tell you. And usually when I run across people like that, you know, when they come in, oh, Joe, the Lord told me to tell you. I said, wait a minute. Why did God speak to you? He can speak to me. See, something's wrong here. But when they say that the Lord told me, or God's spoken to me, what does that really mean? Did they hear an audible voice like Samuel did? Sometimes, I just can't say it the best way, but I can say it like this. You know, Jesus himself said, the sheep shall hear my voice. We all recognize who God is. We recognize him. We know when the Lord is speaking to us. We know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. We know it. We hear his voice. And some people will look at you funny. Well, what that dude means that he hears God's voice. He must be a cuckoo, cuckoo. No, we're not. God speaks to each one of us individually in a unique way. And even though, like Samuel, when we read in the Old Testament, he heard the voice of God. Moses heard the voice of God. Many prophets heard the voice of God. So now we think, okay, well, how can I hear from God? How can I hear from God? And if you got your Bibles with you tonight, my friends, we're going to Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. And it says, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. You get that? For it is not you that speak, but it's the Spirit of the Father who speaks in you. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to come here together tonight. And thank you for allowing us to use this technology. Thank you for all these kind folks that showed up to hear this message. Father, I always said, I'm not here to try to show people that I'm a preacher or a minister or whatever it is. I'm not here trying to bring any bragging to me or trying to show people this and that. Father, I'm just led just like anyone else. You called me to preach, and I know that. And I'm just trying to be your faithful servant the best way that I can. I'm just trying to do what you lay on my heart and try to reach out to people and speak the message to people and let them know that you are real. So, Father, I ask for you to forgive me where I have fallen short of your precious glory. I missed the mark, and we all do. But thank you for Jesus for dying on that cross to pay for my sins, past, present, and future. I ask of you, O Lord, to anoint the folks here and anoint those who are watching on Facebook. I ask of you to help them in their time of need. I ask of you to give them the strength and the courage. I ask of you to help them through the difficult times they are facing today. Whatever it may be or whatever they may be encountering today, speak to their hearts. Speak through the word. Speak to them in prayers. Let them know that God is still the God yesterday, and that God is still the God today, and God is still the God that will be for tomorrow. Father, let them know that you are the sovereign God, and you got all things in control, no matter what the circumstances may be, that we just have to surrender ourselves to you and trust in you and allow you to do what you do best. Thank you for showing me what I need to do, and thank you for changing me, because again, I was a wicked and vile person, but you made me into a new creature. And I thank you for that, and I love you for that. So in Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. And the title of this message, and y'all seen it, you know, I got the little automated thing in the room, and it flashes every hour. And the title of this message tonight, and for those of you watching live, the title of the message is How God Speaks. And well, the answer to that is we primarily hear from God by regularly spending time reading the Bible, obeying what it says, prayer, worship service, and living a submissive life. That's what it means to be hearing from God. And folks, let me tell you something. The Bible, God's holy word, is the message to humankind. And everything we need to know and how to live a Christian life is already in the Bible. And as we spend time meditating on his words, God himself reveals his truth to us. The more you spend time into the Word of God, the more the truth is revealed to you. And we're going to get into that a little bit later how that is done. So in tonight's message, my friends, we're going to learn three ways of how God speaks. The first way of how God speaks, God speaks to his people. God speaks to his people. Look what Psalms chapter 32, verse 8 says. And it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. And that's wonderful, folks, because with this, he speaks to us in several ways. And they are, the first way he speaks to us through his word. How do we know? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says this, that all scriptures is God's breath. And if you look at it further, and it says profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. See, his word sometimes, my friends, gives us a warning, a word of encouragement, and even a lesson for life. It is his story, written with God's love and God for our lives, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Another way that God speaks to his people, he speaks to us through divinely called ministers. That's right, folks. He speaks to us through ministers, the ones that he called to preach. How do we know this? Again, the word of God is clear on how we know. Look what Romans chapter 10, verse 15 says. There's your answer. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. You see, folks, God speaks through us, through ministers, men who are called of God. And I will tell you this much, you know, and I'm not bragging because that does not belong to me, that belongs to God. I knew when God was calling me to preach. I knew it. I just knew it the day I was sitting at church watching a deacon being ordained, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, the best way I describe it, you know, and I don't know if you watch some of those animal planet shows or whatever, but it's like a little salmon. You know, he's swimming upstream and he's got to get all the way upstream because they got to go spawn. And they do anything and everything and they got to get there. It's a drawing that draws them to that particular spot. And I felt it. And how did I know it was real? Five of the pastors confirmed it and called me and told me, the Lord laid it on my heart, Jim, you should consider going into the ministries. And you're right then, God was speaking. Another way that God speaks to us, through providential means. Now that's a big word. Now some of you may have to get the dictionary. What does providential mean? But see, Romans 6:23 says this, my friends, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And what this does, this shows us how much that God cares for us and the plan he had for us of those who were condemned. So, the means for eternal life is through Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross. And I'm going to backpedal a little bit on this because see what was happening here when we look at this through providential means, that means he had to send Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus came to earth for. Because without Jesus, folks, we all were condemned and damned to hell. All of us. You think about that one, and you know, I don't think if you ever thought about it that way, but all of us had a death sentence. We were condemned and going to hell unless somebody was able to save us, to save us from the wrath of God. And that only person that could have done that was Jesus Christ himself. He paid that price. He went to the cross. He gave up his life gladly because he knew we were condemned. And the only way that God sees us forgiven, we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how God, when he looks at us, he sees us not guilty. Because if we're not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, guilty, you're going to hell. And people get upset when they hear preaching like that. Oh, Jim, you're trying to scare me or something. I'm sorry, folks, but that's the fact because, again, without Jesus Christ, if you died today and you have not asked him to be your Savior, you are going to hell. That's a fact. You are separated from God. You don't have that relationship. You're damned. It took Christ to die for you in order to bring you back to God, to have that little relationship, to be reconciled to him, because we were separated from God because of our filthy, dirty, rotten sins. That was the only way we can be reconciled back to God is through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can go to the Father except through me. And that's a fact, friends. That's not fiction. That's not made up. That's the word of God himself speaking to everybody. And when I say that, that means he speaks to believers and non-believers. And he's telling non-believers, look, if you do not accept Jesus Christ, if you don't allow Jesus to come in your life, if you don't allow Jesus to transform you, I'm sorry, but you're condemning yourself already. You're lost. You're lost. And when I was posed that question, when that preacher told me when he was speaking to me, he said, Jim, if you was to die right now, where would you go? And I knew I needed a Savior. I knew without Jesus, I was going to hell. And I said, yes. And I never looked back. and he transformed me and made me into something new. Life through Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And another way that God speaks to us, the way he speaks to his people, and y'all heard me say this earlier, he speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit who lives within us, who said yes to Jesus. And I mean, folks, I ain't talking about a superficial yes. Oh, I ain't talking about I got caught up in the moment yes. Oh, I went to boo-hoo and when the pastor or the preacher was preaching a good message and I got caught up to it and I ran down aisle. Oh, I said some sort of a prayer and I'm praying. I'm talking about a real, heartfelt, surrendered yes. When I realize without Jesus, I'm going to hell. And when I said yes and I meant it, he sent his Holy Spirit to come and dwell within me, God himself. And those of you who said yes to Christ, you know what I'm talking about. When the Holy Spirit came, he started the transformation process. We had a lot of hurts, a lot of scars, a lot of issues. We had a lot of mess. But over time, he took care of that. But see, the reason why I'm saying he speaks through his Holy Spirit, look what John chapter 14, verse 26 says. And it says this, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. He is your guide. He is your helper. He shows you what needs to be done. We get to the second point for tonight of the way how God speaks. And that way is God speaks with his people. God speaks with his people. Look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, and it says this, that which we have seen and heard and declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And folks, God speaks as we exercise fellowship with him by spending time with him in prayers, reading his word, and fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. God also speaks with us as a friend. That's right. God speaks with us as a friend. Look what Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Other words, my friends, the best friend we ever have is in Jesus Christ. Because he was the one, and I love this, he was the one that told each of us through his words, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I love that when I read that the first time. Wow. Jesus himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How wonderful is that? That's a true friend. Regardless of how bad I'm going to mess up, regardless of what I've done wrong, regardless of my boo-boos, regardless of all the other things that I did, Jesus is never going to abandon me. Never. Because he said so. And because he says it, then it's done. Folks, look what he's telling us when he said that statement. Look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Look what he says. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, look at it right there. It's his words, not me. But look at the words. He himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Wow. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you know Christ? Have friends left you in this world? Have friends called you names? Have friends abandoned you? On the moment that you hit a rough patch in your life, you hardly ever see the likes of them. But the moment things is going good, the moment you got money and everything else, oh, they're your friend. But the moment it goes bad, where are they at? See, Jesus won't do that to you. Jesus is with you no matter what. Jesus will never leave you. Third way of how God speaks. And I love this one. And I gave myself away at the beginning of this message. The third way of how God speaks through his people. God speaks through his people. That's right. God speaks through his people. You want proof? Here it is. Look what Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. And that was our reading scriptures. If you hadn't caught that at the beginning. Matthew 10, 20 says this. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And friends, what this is telling us, that ministers and teachers should ask God's direction and then believe that God speaks through them when they preach and teach. True teachers, true men of God, or Sunday school teachers, or VBS teachers, or whatever they may be, they should seek God's direction when they preach and teach. Not, I got a personal revelation. God spoke a new word to me. God told me to tell you this. No. You find somebody that tells you that, you better get away from them. Everything that we need, everything that we know, is in the Bible, the Word of God. And if you look in Revelation, you see towards the end, you do not add nor take away from the Word of God. Those who add or take away from the Word of God, the plagues of this Bible, disease, death, destructions, and everything else will come upon them. We are not to add to God's words, and we're not to take from God's word. God's words is the word, and everything we need to know is here in his words. So whenever we are teaching and preaching, I told someone this in the chat room a couple days ago. They was asking me about my opinion of a certain scriptures. And I told them, I said, okay, hold on, I can't answer that. I thought you was the minister. Yes, I am. But let me finish. I can't answer that because, again, that passage he was asking me about, there are seven different viewpoints about that passage. Seven. And if you go back through time of all those people who try to interpret that passage, when you got seven different interpretations, then who is right? So therefore, I don't teach on it. Because how I know I'm right if I teach my viewpoint of what that scripture is saying. So that's why I go to the Word of God. I say, God, what is this saying? What does it really mean? And usually I seek out other counsel. I seek out other ministers. I seek out other materials. And I see if they line up with the Word of God. And if they all line up and they all basically saying the same thing, then okay, I let the Holy Spirit use me and I agree with all they're saying. But if they're so far apart, then I don't touch it. I don't preach it. You see, folks, what I'm trying to say, that Christians, we ought to study to prove thyself. And that Christians should ask God for guidance when they first believe. They should ask God for guidance whenever they felt led to speak. Or whenever they witness for Christ. God, let me speak through your Holy Spirit and make sure that what I am speaking is of you, but not of me. And bottom line, what I'm really trying to tell us here tonight, that God may use a friend. Yes, he may use a friend. He may use a teacher, a parent, or a preacher to convey his message of the truth to us. Yes, he does that. And their words may come as a warning. I have warned many people that I have dealt with in this chat room. And when I warned them, they got so upset with me and got mad at me and hell-bent, they left. Well, many I encountered in real life, when I warned them about what the Word of God is saying, they got upset. Folks, I'm not going to tinkle-toes around the truth. I am going to tell you the truth. And the truth needs to be told in order for you to be set free. I had people, when I first came to Christ, had to tell me the truth, and it stung, and it hurt. But I'm glad they had the guts enough to tell me. And whenever you talk to me, and I'm going to talk to you about the Word of God, I'm not going to hide, and I'm not going to worry about stepping on your toes. If you don't want your toes stepped on, then don't come talk to me about God. Because you will get stepped on. And I will tell you the truth. Because sometimes your eyes need to be open. And sometimes that God may use people as a blessing. And sometimes, or as a prophetic truth about our lives, something that we may be doing. And look, I have talked to many people and I've sensed something. I told them, look, I think this is what's going on because I feel that you're dabbling with this sin. And they kind of freak out like, whoa, where did you get that from? Well, that had to be the Holy Spirit telling me that. How am I supposed to know that? You know, it used to be a funny story when we first started going to church, when my wife was going to church, and a lot of times the pastor was saying something, and I would tell her, why did you tell that man that about me? And she would look at her, I didn't tell him nothing. Well, he had to find out about that some kind of way. But see, that was the Holy Spirit letting that man know. Now, he wasn't mentioning my name, but it was directed to me. And I knew God was speaking to me on that particular issue. Oh, man. I wonder who told him about that. See, whether we choose to hear it or ignore it, it depends on us. One thing is for sure, we need to make sure that the words line up with scriptures. Make sure of that. Make sure of that. When someone's coming to you about God or what's going on, if you ask them a question, and they tell you something, make sure it lines up with scriptures. Every time someone talks to me about something, I go to the Word of God. I don't believe YouTube. I don't believe CNN News. I don't believe in the Washington Post. I don't care if the Dalai Lama himself came and told me something. If it's not lined up with scriptures, then Jack, you better hit the road. And the reason why I'm saying that, because whenever someone tells you something, when you check with scriptures, you need to find out, will God confirm it or affirm that truth in us? Will he? Will he confirm it? Like I told you, when those pastors came and talked to me about going to the ministries, what was that? That was confirmation. That wasn't like, do, 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 the Twilight Zone thing. It wasn't. when I was speaking to the Lord, Lord, okay, what do I do? Do I go into ministry or do I not go into the ministry? So when the first pastor spoke to me, wow, really? Well, that's a fluke. When the second one spoke to me, oh no, that's a double fluke. But when the third, I started going, now, what's going on here? Then the fourth, when the fifth one came to my computer shop and talked to me face to face, I'm like, wow, that has to be from God. And why am I saying all this? Because look what James chapter 3, verse 17 says. And you know, and God's word always speaks the truth. But James chapter 3, verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, and good fruits, without partiality, and always chop this word, I'm just an old dumb Cajun hick, and without hypocrisy. Sorry for that, but that's the best way I can say it. Folks, be sure to check it out, or what other people may tell you, to see if it lines up with the Word of God. Be sure to do that. So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. I'm sorry this is going a little bit too long. Some of my messages has been going on long. But in closing, folks, look, miracles begin to happen when we believe what God is saying, the right thing at the right time and place through us, and if we are in the right frame of mind, we will hear Him speaking to us through His Holy Spirit and other means that He may choose to do so. You get that? You get it? When you are in the right frame of mind and the right heart, God speaks through His Holy Spirit and other means as He decides to do so. And it's up to Him. So does God to speak of us, or does He speak to all of us the same way? Does God really speak to all of us the same way? Thank you. No, He does not. We are all unique people. The Word of God says so. Now, and I'm fixing to throw a Jimbo at you. Now, we need to keep this question in mind. Can anything keep us from hearing God? Yes. 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 And what I mean by that, my friends, wrong attitudes, resentment, unconfessed sin can create a distance in our relationship with God. And when this happens, confession and repentance will bring us back to a close relationship where we can hear from God again. You see, when you have these bad attitudes, these wrong attitudes, resentment, or confession, you get so far away from God, you can't hear His voice. But when you humble yourself and you go to Him, and Lord, forgive me. You heard me when I said the prayer earlier. Lord, forgive me where I have fallen short of Your glory. I pray that all the time, every day. Because I'm not perfect. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. but I need to work on keeping that relationship close because I need him. I need him badly. And he is the only one that can be with me and nurture me and help me grow and keep me out of trouble. And he's the only one that can help me stay close and have that intimate relationship with him. He's the only one. And that's the only way we can hear from him. That's the only way. And I said it earlier, it's God speaking. Folks, I want you to know something. God is always speaking. Always. God's always speaking. But you know what? The problem is, we're not always listening. You got ahead of me. We're not always listening. We're not listening to God. And I'm very well convinced that every believer should have ways of knowing how God personally speaks to them. I firmly believe that. Every believer should have ways of personally knowing how God speaks to them. It is the voice of a stranger you do not recognize, but the more familiar you are with a person, the more you can hear their voice even from a distance, even at a whisper, even the unspoken words, because you have spent enough time with them. You have developed that relationship with them. And God is constantly directing us, leading us, warning us, encouraging us, promising us, comforting us. And we need to be aware of His voice so that we are not spiritually deaf. We need to be aware of His voice so we are not spiritually deaf. When you develop that relationship and you really surrender yourself totally to God, our lives will take such amazing turns only if we strengthen our ear muscles to detect God's voice easily in a world full of opinions. This world has many opinions about God, and that's all there are. But you need to strengthen your ear. Let them who have ears hear. Not those opinions. How ahead can we get with a direct phone line to the President of the Universe? Regardless of the way God chooses to reveal Himself or speak to us today, remember one truth. Remember one truth. God will never contradict His words. Never. And the message He gives always brings glory to God. Always. So I'm going to wrap this up for y'all. What can we do to be sure we're listening for God or to hear Him? What can we do? Well, to hear God's voice clearly, there are a few things that I wrote down that I think we need to do. What we need to do in order to hear God's voice clearly is this. One, quiet your mind. Quiet your mind and get rid of the noise. Two, place God as your number one. Not second, not third, not fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. Place God as your number one. Third, pay attention to what He is doing in our lives. Pay attention to that. Fourth, strengthen your relationship with God. If your relationship is not that strong, then you need to find out why. What's wrong? What am I doing? And work on it. And get it right. Fifth, Folks, most important, read your Bible, please. Come on. Soak in it, live in it, eat it. Read your Bible. Don't say, oh, so-and-so on YouTube said this. Oh, some quacky prophet from India came here and said that. Come on. Word of God says this. Usually, when a lot of people say, oh, Word of God says this, Jim. Okay, you know what? Then show me where in Scriptures it said that. Because you know what? You come to me. You come to me and challenge me. And you say, Jim, God said this. And it has to be done. And if I know it's not in the Bible, I'm going to challenge you, okay? Show me here in this Bible where it's at. Show me. And a lot of times they back up like a crawfish. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. See? I knew better than that. I knew better. 6, worship Him. And worship with others. And 7th, but last but not least, and this is the best one that works for me. If you want to hear God's voice clearly, you want to understand what He's trying to tell you, do what I've been doing a lot. Always pause. Stop and listen for His leading and direction. Always stop. Take a deep breath and be still. And let Him lead you. Let Him, please. God is a creative God, my friends. We're all unique. And God will speak to us in many different ways. And those I just mentioned to you was just a few common examples of ways that God speaks. And with God, you have to realize that everything is intentional. Everything is. It's not a fluke. It's not a whoops or whatever. Everything is intentional. God is not wasteful. He doesn't want to waste resources or experience, and let alone His voice to open your spirit to hear what God is saying in every single occurrence, time, and place. He doesn't want to do that. He's not going to waste that. And another thing I want to leave y'all with tonight, friends, what other ways does God speak to you? What other ways does God speak to you? And I love this quote. Boy, I mean, when I found it on the internet, that wasn't an accident. See, God didn't waste that, because I was trying to say, okay, God, how do I wrap this up? I sat here and I'm like, how do I wrap this up, Lord? I don't want to force this. So I just started Googling on the internet. How did God use other ways to speak to you? Well, guess where I was led to? I was led to this article which says, Pastor Perry Noble of New Spring Church in Anderson said this. How does God speak to you? And he said this, that many of us, when we don't hear God, he said, I know what the reason is when we don't hear God. And I read the rest of that story. He said, the reason is we do not hear God when God is speaking to us. He said, maybe the reason most of us feel that we can't hear from God is because we're too busy talking. See, that's why we can't hear from God. We're too busy talking. How about for once we shut up and listen? You think this COVID-19 thing is just a fluke? I don't think so. God's talking. God's speaking. And the problem is, many of us are too busy talking. And I like that, because really that was a good point that he made, friends. That was a good point. It's so tempting for us to ask God to say what we want. Oh, God, this is what I want. Instead of just focusing on what he has already said and how to apply it to our lives. So the next time you want to hear God's voice, the next time you want to hear God's voice, how about you start cracking open God's words and learn how to hear and know how God speaks? How about opening up that Bible and learn to hear and know how God speaks? Then maybe, you may hear him. Amen. Let's pray.